Checking in this morning with Quincy Superintendent of Schools, Craig Artist, as just over a week left now before Christmas break for you and the staff and the kids, too. I'm sure they're itching to have a little bit of a break right now, but we still have some work yet to finish up at the schools, Craig, before the break.
Oh, yes. There's always work to be done.
Yeah. Been kind of a busy fall outside of the classroom for the Quincy School District. As you and the board and in the community have been looking at kind of the future of the Quincy School District, where do you go, especially from a facilities standpoint? Kind of give everybody kind of a thumbnail of what's going on up to this point and where you're going with the possibilities and facility improvements.
Certainly. Thanks for asking. You know, for the last several months, we have had groups meet and kind of begin to construct an improvement vision for the district. And part of that, of course, always revolves around a bond issue, it seems like. So here in the last couple of months, we've kind of got a scope that we can kind of take a look at. And I don't know that it's really not etched in stone yet, because it has to go through the board processes and several other steps. But the steering committee has boiled down some of those priorities, and especially around maintenance around our buildings. You know, improving our ventilation and heating systems, improving some of the locker room updates and the restroom updates, and our technology and telephone systems and surveillance cameras and some of those kinds of things that we think need to be brought into the school system and up to date and updated. And so that's taken a lot of time, and we certainly appreciate all the work that people have put into it to come in, spend their night with us, and just having that conversation. And I think at this point in time, the whole idea is to improve, and not only academically, but to provide the conditions for academics to improve. And part of that is facilities. So yeah. that is our work, and that's where we're at right now.
From a larger end of things, do they need to be building improvements from the standpoint of additions to the building? What are you looking at there, and how would you pay for it?
Well, paying for it is always the big question when we have these meetings, but we also have a great need for an additional gym or auxiliary space for practice, those kinds of things. And so we're trying to work through that. I don't know that there's a good answer to that need, but we are looking at that being a new construction possibility, and that maybe we can help our academics as well, providing us with additional space so we don't have to generate our schedule around just PE or, some of those kinds of things, or have practices off campus. You know, that tends to be a little more unnerving at times, especially when you have a weather forecast like you just gave us.
Yeah.
But those are the kinds of things that we're trying to take a look at, and we're not trying to make something that is Taj Mahal-based, so to speak, but just something that can be utilized, that fulfills the need, that will last into the future, and not have to be done again in another 10 years. And so we've had a lot of great conversations, a lot of different perspectives, and that's what we need right around now to make good decisions moving forward.
All right. I'm sure we'll hear more as you advance through the process here. From an academics end of things in the Quincy School District's parent-teacher conferences.
Yeah, we had parent-teacher conferences last month, and elementary had 95% of the parents attend. We thought they went very well. And then middle school and high school had good attendance, too, at 76% and 45%. And, of course, we can always try to improve those, because communication at home is really a high priority.
Mm-hmm.
If we can just communicate with home and have home help us, that's where the real leverage works, if you want to say it that way. But really the powers lie with the parents, and we just try to get them involved as much as possible. And we have great parents in this district, so it really does help our academic achievements.
Yeah, well, that's a great turnout for those. You're highlighting your choir and your bands this Sunday, middle school and high school concert, 3 o'clock at the high school, right?
Yeah, 3 o'clock at the high school on Sunday at 3 and for middle school and high school. And that is always a great concert before we break. And we invite everybody to come out and just take a look at that. We fill up the gym, so you probably have to arrive early to get a seat. But anyway, that's just a great event, along with the many basketball and wrestling events that we have going on before we break as well.
Quincy School's getting into the social media end of things, too.
Well, I did want to mention that this morning, just because for people to know that if you want to stay up to date with what's going on in the school. We are trying to keep up a Facebook and a Twitter presence, and we think that's kind of the future as well. That's where people go to get information, and so we're trying to keep that up, trying to make that as visible as possible so people can go right and get updated information, or, our school cancellations and those kinds of things will be on there as well. If people want to go and find out what's going on, it will appear there, I hope, as a top priority. So anyway, that's kind of the new thing. I'm kind of an old dog trying to learn new tricks, And so this is part of that, the new tricks, I guess, that are out there.
Hey, I'm in the same club you're in, so. Well, Craig, if we don't see you before then, have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We'll talk after that, all right?
All right. Well, thank you very much, and you do the same.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Quincy Superintendent of Schools, Craig Artist with us this morning.